We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is 5 o'clock on this fine Purple Monday. Today's day is
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
So I'm wearing my purple beard. How does it look, by the way?
It looks really good.
Thank you.
It looks as if you could connect it by Helix Wireless.
Have you guys decided what color my beard will be tomorrow?
Fuchsia. It's pinstripes.
Oh, that's right. Damn
it. That's right. I forgot. Fuchsia the day after. Or yellow.
What is fuchsia, by the way? I don't think the audience knows what fuchsia is.
Yeah, everybody knows what fuchsia is. What are you talking about? It's like an off pink, like a bright pink.
What, do we go to the nail salon? Nobody knows that color.
Evan, did you know what fuchsia was?
I had no idea.
Come on. So what are you saying? Yeah, don't make me look like the idiot. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. And by Wendy's, try the new pretzel Baconator today. All right, Cinco de Fivo today, off of the Mets announcement that they'll have a dance team.
What?
Yes, the Mets are going to have a dance team this year. The Mets dance team.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the five best enhancements other local franchises can make after seeing this.
By the way,
I don't know.
What was your question? I couldn't
hear. Where are they dancing?
They're dancing at City Field.
I know, at City Field.
Maybe on the dugouts?
On top of the dugouts?
I assume like all over the stadium would be my guess. They're called the Queens Crew. And they're gonna do it in between innings. More on that later. But give me your list.
I heard that Pete said that that's gonna be distracting. Didn't he tell you that?
I will not reveal any of my conversation with Pete Alonso from over the weekend.
All right,
here we go.
Number five,
the New York Rangers. They should make their original Lady Liberty early 2000 jerseys their permanent alternates, not the weird ones we figure out every year. I think that nice enhancement would help the team.
You're going with a jersey change?
Jersey.
I thought you were going to do something like at the Garden. I'm like, there's nothing you could do at the Garden. It's perfect the way it is, except for the teams that play there.
Next one.
The whole list
you're
is
lazy today.
All right.
Go ahead. Next
Number
one.
Four.
The Yankees ditch the beard policy.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that should be number one.
That's obvious.
Well, it isn't. We'll get to number one. Here we go.
Number three.
The Nets should do a New Jersey night annually. Go back, play one game in Jersey a year wearing the old uniforms, and reward the fans that followed the Brooklyn.
I love that idea, by the way.
Where?
At the Continental Airlines Arena. It's still there. It's right next to American Dream.
I'm sure there's rats in there, but we'll clean it up, polish it up once a year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was there 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
people still park there and tailgate for Giants.
So what it's used for, by the way, is apparently they film stuff in there, and it's like a movie studio or a TV studio. But the building is still there, and I love that idea. Now, going to Newark to me is a waste because they were there for 5 minutes.
Right.
But if they could somehow spruce up Continental Airlines Arena, you go to American Dream, go on a couple of rides, have a nice dinner, and then boom, you see the old New Jersey Nets play. I'm in. I love it.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
The Knicks. One night a year, they have an unbanned night. Bring back Oakley. Bring back Emily Ratajkowski. The front row is only people James Dolan is banned. However, for them to get the free tickets, he charges them double on all concessions. All right, here we go.
Number one.
And last but not least, I've been looking for this for a long time. Giants cheerleaders.
Stop it. Never.
But with a caveat, they all have to be really tall women to fit the mold, the Giants. They have the tallest cheerleading crew.
Oh, I loved your four, three, and two.
We had some good ones.
Five and one.
You would have a problem with giant cheerleaders?
No, we don't have cheerleaders.
They're all 7 feet or taller.
We don't need a mascot. Cheerleaders, who cares? What, you would be distracted?
Yes.
Wow. You think the Cowboys are distracted?
No.
Then why would we be distracted?
They've had them forever.
So you think the first year giant cheerleaders? Especially if they're really tall, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, Tiki's very serious.
Why are you so adamant against giant cheerleaders?
Because we don't have cheerleaders.
Well, things change. The Mets didn't have a dance team till this season.
Yeah. The Yankees didn't have Star Wars night.
It's
going
to force Pete Alonso to go sign with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Stop it! This has nothing to do with Pete leaving. All right?
And I had 65 home runs.
And stop it. And I'm not telling you anything about my conversation. It was private. All right. Thank you, Sean. Stick it at 5 every day at 5 o'clock. The Mets announced they're going to have a dance team. All right? I'll read this to you and tell me if you like it or not. Because it's offended a lot of Mets fans. A lot of Mets fans are very upset.
It's kind of odd.
The dance crew, which will be called the Queen's Crew, will be part of a freestyle and choreographed hip-hop performances on game days. It's made up of 19 members, men and women. Mm-hmm. They will perform in between innings at games.
Where?
And they found some of the greatest talent in the United States with Broadway. And they're very excited about this. Mets games will be livelier, including Friday night games that feature a live DJ. They've already had that. I already saw that. And, yeah, they're going to have a dance team. Where are they going to dance? I'm going to assume on the dugout, and I'm going to assume, like, up and down the stands. That's my guess. Maybe even on the field.
I think the execution of this is going to be critical. Because if it's distracting or annoying, people are going to let it be known quickly.
Who are you speaking of? The players or the fans?
No, the players don't give a crap.
Well, you seem to care about the giant cheerleaders.
I seem to care about Pete Alonso.
Well, stop bringing up Pete Alonso, all right? You're just trying to find out what me and him talked about. You'll never know.
I'm talking principal for the Giants, but I'm talking for the Mets. Like when you see the Knicks City Dancers, like they're good.
Yeah, they're very good.
Right? They've been doing it for a long time.
The Brooklyn Nets are very good, too. The Nets or whatever they call them.
Right. Like it fits the breaks.
They're called the Brooklyn Nets, aren't they?
The Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
Yeah. They're very good, too. Yeah.
So it fits the breaks in basketball. It doesn't fit the breaks.
Why wouldn't it fit the breaks in baseball?
In baseball.
You've got 18 of them in between half innings. Like, why not?
I know, but so while you're, get him a dog, give him some pretzels and some peanuts.
Yeah.
Crack them, just throw them on the ground. Yeah, give me a beer, too. You got IPA? Yeah, I'll take an IPA. And you got someone dancing in the aisle next to you?
Well, look, if they're right next to you, sure, that could be distracting.
Exactly.
But for most of the
stadium,
they're not
going to be on the field.
They may be on the dugout. The dugout makes a lot of sense. Because you're looking down.
The dugout, you're going to be like, bro, I want to get a baseball or get a shout out from Pete Alonso.
It's the middle of the game.
Can you get off the dugout, please?
You're looking for reasons to complain.
I'm not. I'm seriously thinking execution.
I'm disappointed in you because
of this. I was going to say, this is very easy. I think it's more than the dugouts. This will be middle of the sixth inning. All right, let's go out to the Shea Bridge, and let's just say you happen to be walking by. They stop. The whole thing is there. They're filming it. They're putting on the Jumbotron. Then you're entertained. You're walking by with a beer. Girls are wiggling. They're moving. Come on, Tiki.
And then D sees you and says, don't come home tonight, Sean.
No, she has a good saying. If they want you, they can have you. They don't know what they're getting into.
They don't want you.
That's a great line. I think that my fellow Met fan is being what I like to call very sensitive right now.
Why?
Because they're not happy with the offseason. Mm. And so because they're not happy with the offseason, they tend to be mad at everything that happens that has nothing to do with the offseason.
So it seems like this is a distraction.
Well, I don't even know if it's a distraction, but
look over here.
Yeah, I mean,
we're doing nothing over here. Look over here.
That doesn't really work. Like, my opinion on the Queen's Crew is, who cares? Good for them. Like, that's great. All right, there's 17 more people that have jobs or 19 more people that have jobs. When I go to games, I go to a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So you would think my opinion matters on this because I'm going to watch the Queen's Crew a lot. I don't mind. It's between innings. As long as it's not blaring in my ear the way the Nets do it and I can't have a conversation with my friends, as long as that's the case, who cares?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, let me set
people
this.
People are looking a bitch about everything
let me set this up
in 2024. Go ahead.
Home opener. Mets just got Tylor Megill started, gets rocked, gives up four runs, first two innings. He's still out there. You're worried about him. He's getting ready to come back on the mound.
Right.
The Queenettes jump up.
The Queenettes. It's called the Queen's Crew.
Well, what's up? Hey. You're going to be like, dude, sit down. Get out of my face. I don't want to watch you right now.
You know why?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I tell you why that's not
going to
happen.
It is going to happen.
Can I give you a reason?
Go ahead.
I go to a ton of basketball games.
Yes.
I see this anyway.
Basketball is baked in.
No, dude, you're down 20 and you hear Allie Love go, all right, Nets fans, let's get on the floor here.
No, and by the way, I've grown used to it.
But you're already used to it.
But baseball, that's my point.
Is a cerebral, slow, let's watch this game. Let's get detailed. I'm scoring it like every nerd is. And someone's dancing and gyrating in your face.
First of all, are you not red-blooded?
Mets are down 10-2 to the Diamondbacks in the eighth inning.
I didn't say 10-2. I said 4-0.
4-0.
This is a winnable game that you're frustrated by Tylor Megill.
You know what?
Not getting it done. Last thing you want to do is watch someone come and dance in your face.
You sound like Evan now.
Well, first of all, I don't even talk like that. Because think about it. I go to a ton of basketball games. Right. I've seen so much bad basketball that I'm used to it. So I get what you're describing, and I'm sure there'll be some people who are hearing your voice right now saying, Tiki, I agree with you. If we're down 6-1 in the sixth, I don't want to see the Queens Crew dancing.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm already used to it with the Nets. Who cares?
Let me pause you real quick.
Go.
Is your basketball viewing habit the same as your baseball viewing? No, I know it's not because you don't score basketball. Is it the same as your football viewing habit? No, they're all different. So you can't mix them. Right? You can't compare them.
No.
Because how you watch a basketball game is very different to how you watch a baseball game.
I agree with you.
To how you watch a football game.
I agree with you.
To how you watch a soccer
match. But what I'm saying is when you're making the assumption, Evan, you're saying it's no big deal now, it'll be a big deal. I'm guessing, and if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I'll come in and say, boy, I was wrong about that Queens Crew. I can't stand it.
I can see it already.
But today on March 4th, I don't look at it as having anything to do with the offseason. So people got to get that out of their mind. And then B, it's just entertainment in between innings. When you don't go to games, which most people don't do, you don't even know what the entertainment is in between innings.
But
you don't know about that cup contest.
But
you don't know about the trivia contest.
But
you don't know about the person lifting the weights or pushing the Dodge car.
But you go.
Yeah. And guess what? All that stuff's fine. Who cares? We need to be distracted for 2 minutes.
Right. I can see it. April 22nd. You know, Teak, you were right.
You think that's going to happen?
I do.
Oh.
I do.
Now, Tiki, if their names weren't the Queens Crew and they were the Flushing Flashers, you more in?
That's for after the game. Clubs.
Well, first of all, it's a mix of men and women, just so you know. It is not just women the way you're describing it. It's men and women that dance.
I gushed at Tiki's ads before.
Maybe Tiki could be part of the dance crew. Now,
that? You talk about locker rooms. I was backstage at Kinky Boots for 3 months.
That's right. You're qualified to do this.
You tell. I'm surprised Evan didn't bring this up because...
What?
Every inning or half inning, there are distractions anyway. They have those dopey... We were looking for Curtis Granderson.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You don't get the car, but you get a T-shirt. Thanks.
Yeah, but you can ignore that.
Not really. It's really loud. There already are a bunch of distractions at a baseball game. If during a pitch or between pitches they come out and dancing, yeah, that's a problem. This is the thing, and I think sometimes Evan can't separate his whimsicalness from this. This is something where non-Met fans, a Yankee fan, can make fun of us.
Okay.
It's the scoreboard. Right. It's the DJ. It's the trumpet. It's another layer. Our dear friend Frank the Tank's going to have a heart attack by May because of the dancers. It's just a reason to make fun of us. People have jobs. Great. It's very Brooklyn Netsy. It's very like, come to the ballpark. It's cool, but it's a way for people to make fun of the Mets. That you have to understand, that it is a part. And Met fans are frustrated, too, because
it's not healthy.
So they're like, why?
What?
I don't
Met
care,
like,
but
why?
Whatever.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
Why?
Why what?
Why are they doing a dance team?
Just to add something else.
To get younger people to come to the ballpark.
How many baseball teams have the dance team?
I remember years ago the Marlins had the Mermaids. They had a bunch of women that we... I do remember that. Oh, wow. I was at a Marlins game like 15 years ago.
When did that get canceled?
I'm not sure when it may have gotten canceled.
Immediately?
I think they're doing it to add kind of just in-game entertainment, which as Lugie said and I've talked about, they already have. But you hit on something that's really important and you shouldn't live your life this way. Look at me as I sit here with a purple beard and a Met headband. You should never make decisions based on how you think people are going to treat you and how people are going to make fun of you. So the reason you don't like it, and I'm not saying you don't like it, but one of the reasons why some Met fans may not like it is because that their friends who are Yankee fans are going to make fun of them. Tell them to go F themselves.
Let me be clear. I don't have an issue with this.
But as a Met fan, are you going to like own this? Oh, look, we got dancers now.
No, I'm just going to say it's another piece of in-game entertainment. Maybe I will like it. Maybe I'm going to say, you know what, in that fifth inning, I like the way they dance. That relaxes me.
When you go to opening day, let us know, please.
I will let you know.
I pray that Evan ends up with glitter all over his scorebook. I pray.
Well, look, if they are dancing on top of me, we got a problem.
Well, that's Evan. No, you got a problem with your wife if they're dancing on top of you.
Tiki did paint the picture like they're going to come down the rows and give lap dances. I mean, they are going to be out on the field.
They're not going to be on the field. I promise you. The field is like...
The dugout.
Like, they're maybe on the dugout. That's what I'm saying. Where are they going to be? Right, I promise you, they're not going to be on the field.
Okay,
like,
so they're
You'll get snipered if you step on a baseball field. I'm just serious.
No, like a ball gets thrown, the shortstop's warming up, it goes too far. Yeah, I think they're probably on the Shea Bridge in the outfield. Mm-hmm. They're on the concourses. Look, that could be annoying if you're walking by a concourse and all of a sudden they rope it off and you just got to go to the bathroom and you can't because there's 19 people dancing. But listen, this is a part of the world where we have to bitch about everything. It's okay that the Mets have dancers.
I'm not bitching about it. I'm just asking why.
I know you're asking why, but there are a lot of Mets fans complaining about it. Get over it. Mm. Okay? Like, our biggest concern should be our rotation. Our biggest concern should be, hey, is Jeff McNeil's bicep okay? The fact they hired 19 people to dance at a baseball game, it's fine. They already do a bunch of hokey stuff in between innings. All I ask, this is my one thing, and this has caused me to not enjoy Net games. Don't make it so loud that I can't have a conversation. Mm-hmm. I like being at the game. I want to talk to Tiki in between innings. I like that. I can't do that at a Brooklyn Nets game, especially where I sit upstairs, because the speaker is just like blast.
It's literally right there.
It's like right on top of me. So, Citi Field, Yankee games, though I have heard some people complain that Yankee games have gotten too loud. Who told me that recently? Yeah.
Well, we just went. Like, last year we went. I don't remember it being loud.
When we went to a Yankee game?
No. Me and BT went.
Where'd you sit? Because I think that's the key.
We sat in Judge's...
The Judge's Chamber? Yeah, I'm not sure where the speakers are. Maybe it depends on if you're close to a speaker or not. But
that's so old, man.
What? Excuse me?
It's so old, man.
It's that old man.
Because it's not any louder at Yankee games. We're just getting older and angrier.
Yeah.
I'm not old and angry. I'm defending the Mets dance crew. I'm telling everybody, calm down. It'll be fine. As long as they pitch well, we'll all be happy.
We went to the Subway Series last year.
Yeah, I'm aware, but we sat in bougie seats. So that doesn't count. Yeah. I'm just being honest. We can't count that.
By the way, Tiki, for the dance team, see what I'm doing here? Yeah. It gets people to go to the ballpark. Like somebody who, yeah.
It's not getting anyone to go to the ballpark.
Oh, no. See, that's where you're.
You think someone's going to the ballpark because there's a dance team?
This is where you live in a sports bubble, Evan. Not everybody loves sports. Some people want to go see all the bells and whistles. That's why they have them there, because there are hardcore sports fans that are always going to listen to sports and go to games. And then there is the masses.
This is the Taylor Swift effect.
Bingo. Now, I'm not saying this is a Taylor Swift thing, clearly.
I don't think it works.
This is it.
I think you want to make your ballpark experience enjoyable for those that don't love baseball. I just don't know if this is actually going to get anyone to go to the games.
Yeah.
It's just another layer to add to that, though.
I'm more prone to go to a game. I got to be honest with you.
Why?
No, you're not.
To go to a Met game?
Just to see people dance?
I just put number one Giants cheerleaders. I'm in the mood for dance teams.
All right. Let's go to Doug in Connecticut. What's up, Doug?
Good afternoon, man. How are you?
Good, Doug.
Not too bad.
I just want to tell you that I turned the show on. I love the show. I watch every day. You four guys put on a great show. And I turned the show on, and all of a sudden, there's Tiki Barber shirtless. in the same conversation, I hear the threat that maybe Evan's going to go shirtless. Let me tell you right now.
Yes.
I will pledge anything in the world to any charity you tell me to stop that. I'll even buy the Met book. But if I got to look at him shirtless... I'm going to lose my
mind. Mets Bible on sale on April 2nd.
So what you're trying to tell me, Doug, is I just sold My Mets Bible a copy because he doesn't want me shirtless. Mm-hmm. I have good news for you. I went to the beach over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a pool over the weekend.
And?
I am that guy who won't even take my shirt off to go to the beach or to go to the pool. So you have nothing to worry about. I may be okay with, you know, dyeing my beard purple and a different color every single day. I may be okay with shaving my beard, half of it off, to get out of this stupid beard deal I made. But I will never show my man boobs because it's very embarrassing. So you got nothing to worry about. Though I should have lied so I can get him to buy My Meds Bible on sale on Amazon right now. Yes. You could pre-order it. Goes out on April 2nd. Yeah, I'm very afraid of taking my shirt off.
Be proud of your body.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Go wear them budgie smugglers.
Excuse me?
A budgie smuggler.
What's that?
That's like a bikini thing.
What's a bikini thing?
Like a...
To hide my man boobs?
Like no, it's like just a bathing suit.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
A budgie smuggler.
What's a budgie smuggler?
I'll show you.
It smuggles your budgie.
What's my budgie? My man boobs?
This is the budgie smuggler.
I ain't wearing that. It's basically underwear.
Exactly.
I'm not doing that.
That's what I do in Australia.
Oh, banana hammock.
Accentuate what you got.
I don't mind showing off my tuchus. Like, I don't mind that. My mind is I wouldn't want to show off my top. Like, I wouldn't take my shirt off right now. You guys could do whatever you want. I'm not taking it off. You could say you're out of the beard bet right now, and I wouldn't take my shirt off.
But you would go bare ass?
I don't mind my ass being shown.
Really?
By the way, speaking of bare ass, so I was in the airport the other day.
Please expand.
I was going to say, hold on, where are we going with this?
I'm going to describe this. Okay. And I want my wife, if she's listening, to understand. I was not looking, okay? It's just I couldn't look away. So there's this guy and girl walking past me. And I'm sitting down on the ground with my kids. And you people watch when you're at the airport.
Right.
And I look up, and this girl just had her, like, literally her ass was hanging
out. Build that ass first.
And I'm like, what? Like, why is this happening?
Wait, so she had a dress? Like, what? How?
She had, like, shorts on, but it was all the way, like...
Oh, so she had on booty shorts.
The tush push.
Yeah. I mean, there was no shorts. Like, you didn't even see any fabric.
God, I miss summer.
It was just straight up tuchus.
Right.
And I'm like, what is happening right now?
Did you shield your boy's eyes?
I was distracted.
The tush push.
No, they were distracted by something else. We were analyzing Jalen Brunson's injury.
Oh, nice.
It was all at the same time.
Right.
They were like, Daddy, why'd this happen? What happened? Why did he in pain? Why is he screaming? Is he okay? Is he hurt? And then Jet was bragging that he was right about Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. I was like, why would you want to brag about that? He told me before the game he was going to get hurt.
Did he?
Imagine that.
No, he didn't.
Freaking 7-year-old. Yeah. And I asked him, why you think that? He's like, because he's old.
Wow.
Great logic.
Wow.
It's great logic.
Wow. Don't have him ever eat a chicken wing anywhere near a TV like that.
What does that mean?
I know. I'm lost on that.
An Aaron Rodgers joke.
An Aaron Rodgers
joke. I'm
still
lost. Forget you were talking about the predicting injuries. Never mind.
Don't eat a chicken wing.
Oh, shut up.
Forget it. It's over.
What?
We have a coach firing in town.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, we do.
A coach firing in this town?
In this town.
I guarantee I know the answer. I have not looked. I swear to God. When you start blaming the media for things, you're screwed. The New Jersey Devils, without a shadow of a doubt, process of elimination. Rangers aren't firing their coach. Islanders already fired their coach. Nets aren't firing their coach. They already did. Mm-hmm. Knicks aren't firing Thibodeau, though that would be hilarious. Sol is safe, though that would be a stunner. Daboll is safe, though that would be a stunner. And he said, coach, obviously both managers are not being fired. I am 1,000% sure, and I swear to God, look, I'm texting my wife. Saying I was not looking at that ass. Lindy Ruff has been fired as head coach of the New Jersey Devils.
NYCFC has relieved.
What?
I'm just kidding. We have relieved Lindy Ruff of his head coaching duties, the Devils have said, named associate coach Travis Green the interim head coach for the rest of the season.
Had to do it, bro.
Wow.
This team is underachieved.
Yeah.
They're in danger of missing the playoffs. They're like, I think, 6 or 7 points back out of a playoff spot.
They need to trade for a goalie, but it's okay.
Well, I think it's going to be the opposite now. I think they're going to sell it off.
Yeah.
And last week, we brought this up. Who says we don't talk hockey? Lindy Ruff blamed the Devil power play struggles on the media asking questions about it.
Right. You know why that's an issue? Because it tells you you don't have an answer.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, every team, sport team, they have issues. And you usually know what they are. Why can't the Giants get a pass off? Why can't they throw the ball? Go, the offensive line stinks. And Evan Neal's struggling, and they're beat up. Like, there's an answer.
Right.
But if you were to say, why can't the Giants throw the ball downfield? Well, you know, there's a guy in row 15 who keeps screaming every time I try to call on the play, and Daniel Jones doesn't hear it right. And, you know, he muddles the play, and then everybody's confused at the line of scrimmage. What if a coach said that?
Yeah.
As opposed to, our offensive line just isn't very good. That's what that is. You're making excuses that have absolutely zero to do with the game that's being played on the ice.
Because you don't have any freaking answers.
You don't have a clue. When you don't have an answer, that means you don't have a job.
No, so there you go. So Lindy Ruff out as head coach of the New Jersey Devils. It means 2/3 of our hockey teams have fired a coach this season. Islanders did it earlier this season. Now the Devils have done it. So who's the longest tenured head coach / manager in New York sports? You guys know the answer? I'll tell you. I want you to give you a chance to guess, though.
I believe it's Aaron Boone.
Correct, Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone is the answer. Good job, Boone. Who is the second most tenured coach or manager in this area?
Robert Saleh.
No. It is not Robert Saleh.
Oh, Thibs.
Tom Thibodeau. How about that?
Thibs.
Why were you guys laughing? What happened?
Because I'm showing them the bungee smugglers.
Oh, you the bungee smugglers. You know who wears bungee smugglers? I've heard this.
Who?
Our good friend Ozzy in Woodridge. I hear he does that every summer. What's up, Ozzy?
Ozzy, I didn't think he was a bungee smuggler.
No, I only do it right before I call your show, boys.
Especially when Tiki goes shirtless. Am I right, Oz?
Yeah, Jack Tiki over there. What are you waiting now, buddy? What
up? How you doing?
So what are you waiting now, dude? Oh, cut up and stuff, bro.
25-plus pounds less than I used to.
There you go. Yeah, I was watching it. My wife was sitting next to me. I switched it right quick.
You're afraid.
Right. Hey, honey, look over there. Turn. Hey, The Price is Right is on.
She already thinks you have the nicest teeth on TV. I didn't see the whole package.
He's got the nicest pecs, the nicest teeth, and I mean,
that's just because I'm black. Contrasting against my skin.
Oh, man. She's Dominican. She would never discriminate against you like that.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just being real. What's up, Ozzy?
But listen, man, you guys are crazy. I'm the biggest diehard sports fan, just like anyone else who calls the radio or whatever. If you give me sports and chicks gyrating in between innings or quarters or timeouts, I'm all for it. Even when I go to Mets games, the girl with the T-shirt cannon, I'm checking her out. I'm checking out the ones that are throwing the T-shirts and giggling after they
Ozzy, I'm going to make this very clear again. It is a co-ed dance team.
Okay? I know, but some of them are women.
Okay.
So I ain't looking at the dudes.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm all for it, man.
All right. The girls need the eye candy too, right, Evan?
That is true.
And by the way,
you're right.
Yeah, Evan.
Yes.
You look like you're auditioning for Judgment Day with the purple beard today.
You think I can pull it off? You think I should go permanent with the purple beard?
See, the purple's not bad. That's my problem. That's my TV issue with the purple beard. It is not bad.
Well, you're learning your lesson. You've got 15 shows, one down, 14 to go. You're probably going to lean now towards the lighter colors.
Yes, the more loud colors.
Yeah.
When I initially turned on my TV and the purple was like, there, but not really there. I thought the tint and the contrast on my TV was all messed up. What the hell's going on over here?
Right. That's funny. Honey, yes. We need a new TV.
I understand. I can imagine someone, and thank you for the call, Ozzy, who tuned in as you're shirtless and I have my purple beard out, thinking, what the hell is going on today? All right. Ozzy's in favor of the who got fired now?
We have a Jalen Brunson update.
Mm. Is it a good news update or is it a bad news update?
How about I just tell you and you tell me what it is.
Okay, you just tell us then.
Ian Begley, league sources say Jalen Brunson will be listed as questionable for tomorrow's game versus Atlanta with a left knee contusion. Brunson has avoided serious knee injury and was the hope, as was the hope following last night's game in Cleveland.
That is definitely good news. Doesn't mean he's going to play tomorrow against Atlanta, but he instantly goes to questionable. There's no MRI needed. There's no fear of a torn ACL. You're literally talking about a really bad bruise. Now, when you have a bad bruise, sometimes you can miss time because I just read, 5 minutes ago, the latest on Donovan Mitchell, who obviously did not play last night for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the update on Donovan Mitchell was that he's got a contusion and he's receiving a PRP injection to treat the left knee bone bruise that he has already missed two games for. So, obviously, I'm not saying the same thing is going to happen with Jalen Brunson. I'm saying that Donovan Mitchell has a left knee bone bruise.
Right.
He's already missed two games, and now he's receiving this PRP injection to try to help, and he's out for the next three games. They're going to reevaluate him over the weekend. So this
That could be worrisome.
But isn't it kind of it's the same injury, right?
I think – I don't know, because when you go get the plasma-rich platelet injection, it's usually because there's, like, damage and you're trying to regenerate something, as opposed to what it sounds like Jalen Brunson has is just, like, contusion.
Right.
Like, you get a bone bruise. PRP usually do when there's, like, damage to a tissue or a meniscus or something, and you're trying to speed recovery. So I think his is more worrisome than what Donovan Mitchell. I know it sounds the same, but the treatment of Donovan Mitchell's sounds a little bit more advanced than what they're doing with Jalen Brunson.
Well, right now it seems with Brunson it's just rest and we'll see.
Right.
I mean, the fact that he may play tomorrow is remarkable, because watching that injury, and I showed it to my father-in-law, who's a real Knick fan, and we're both looking at each other like, this guy's done.
Right.
Like, just based on the fact you didn't see the contact at first, so it looked like a non-contact injury. Then the pain he was in when he was on the ground, I think most Knick fans spent last night thinking, oh my God. Like, our season is flashing before our eyes, and you're getting the best news possible, in which he may play tomorrow night. And I'll just preemptively do this for you, because I know this is Loogie's favorite moment of the season, and it will happen once in a while. I'm honest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My coalition of Knick haters has our own selfish interest occasionally. Sometimes, even if you're in the coalition of Knick haters, you have to always put your team first. So, tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden, when the New York Knicks take on the Atlanta Hawks, there is no doubt, there is no question, there is no debate, there is no trolling. Which side I'm on? Let's go Knicks. Let's go Knicks. Let's go Knicks.
Right.
And let's go Knicks. Because that benefits my team.
Right.
And let me just paint this little...
Atlanta's two games?
Two games ahead of the Nets. Let me just paint this very little tiny... little tiny niblet of a scenario. Just so you can have it in the back of your mind. So you know where I'm coming from. The Nets won back-to-back games against the Hawks. They're now two games behind them for that 10th spot, which is the final play-in tournament spot.
Yep.
Atlanta's without Trae Young. The Nets are starting to play better. They still have a lot of work to do. If somehow the Nets could get the 10th spot, you know, give me an extra day of living. And let's say they play the Chicago Bulls in the 9-10 game, and they win because the Bulls are flawed.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say, tiny, weeny, it's a bitch. Let's just say the Knicks fall to the play-in tournament.
I'll stop.
And they're in the 7-8 game.
You get destroyed against, like you did to the game we went to.
Excuse me, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
They're in the 7-8 game.
Just usurping your narrative.
I don't know, let's say Miami or Indiana, whoever you want to come up with. And let's say you guys get picked off. Anything could happen. It's one game. That could set up potentially at Madison Square Garden. And, oh, I will be in the building. A do-or-die game between the garbage, disgusting, wretched Brooklyn Nets and your dogs, your heroes, your damage, your dudes. And let me tell you something. You're probably right that the Nets will get slaughtered.
Okay.
But guess what? You know what's really scary?
What's that?
When you wake up feeling dangerous and nothing to lose. And I will walk into that building with this headband on.
Is that a movie quote?
That's a Baker Mayfield quote. I would wake up that morning feeling awfully dangerous and awfully free. Mm-hmm. And awfully like, hey, I got nothing to lose.
House money.
And I will buy my entire row out that night. My season ticket will not just feature me. It will not just feature my dear friend Michael Jefferson Baseglia.
Mm-hmm.
It'll feature you.
Hey.
It'll feature you, Lug. It'll feature Big Zoo. It'll feature Sean.
Yay.
If G's willing to come, it'll feature Greg Giannotti. And we'll all hang out on a beautiful Thursday night watching the season on the line. And even if you guys win, which you probably will, I just want you to sweat. I just want that.
You know
thought.
What the problem with house money is?
What?
You ever been to Vegas? They give you house money.
Yeah.
The house wants its money back.
That's true. And you know what's funny about house money? When the Nets lose by 30, I'll be so miserable.
Exactly.
So I can talk a big game now.
But won't you have the paninis and the good parking spot that makes you walk out happy?
A swift kick in the ass as he's walking out.
Would you sign for that, Loogie?
No.
Well, only
no, I would not.
Only because you get to end my season. Like, you get to be the one to, like, would that be good for you?
Yeah, congratulations on ending the Nets season.
What season?
Go to Boston.
Yeah, now here's the Celtics.
Go to Boston.
I don't care about getting a pound of flesh from you peasants. I don't care.
Okay. All right. Look, it's a real long shot from happening because, A, I think the Nets stink. I don't think they're even going to catch Atlanta. And I do think the Knicks, out of respect, are too good. I don't think you will fall into the play-in tournament. I'm just letting you know that that's the that's the porn dream I had last night, basketball porn, that I had the other night. Oh, it was very vivid.
Dennis Schroeder buzzer beater to knock him out.
Can you imagine? And I think everybody who I invite, all those Knicks fans, I think you guys would come because you'd be like, great, you know, get to watch a fun game. Evan's team's going to lose. We're going to win. We're going to advance. What if we don't?
Just you saying. Need to seek help.
Who needs help?
You.
Why?
You just got on a little diatribe about 20 minutes ago about you shouldn't worry about if Yankee fans are going to make fun of the Mets dance team, and you're concocting this scenario where your dopey basketball team goes into Madison Square Garden and beats the Knicks so you can have a little bit of joy in your life. What is the difference? There isn't one.
What do you mean,
you're a
difference?
Sick maniac. Worry about your own damn basketball team.
I am.
Team. No, you're not.
I want to get to the play-in tournament.
No, you're not. No, but you specifically to beat the Knicks. No, but so you can invite all the Knicks fans.
Making it sound like the French Revolution. Do you hear the people sing? The proletariat taking over the burgesses.
That's right. That
so
makes perfect sense.
You and your dopey coalition can have your moment in the sun.
All I know is that tonight, Nets Grizzlies must-watch TV. I got to get that 10 seat. I'm very much locked into it. Let's go to Colin and Wyckoff. What's up, Colin?
What's up, Colin?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How we doing?
We're good, man.
This is real quick to you, Evan, but I do want to talk about this dance team system there.
Yeah.
Evan, last week you were a little offended about the guy from the Bills taking a shot at the Jets.
Yeah.
Now, only thing I want to say, because I wouldn't say it when you weren't there, Evan.
Yeah.
Go out and win the game in September when you play them. Years ago, you know, there was no social media. You had guys like James Harrison or Dominic Sue. They didn't go on social media. They went out and played the game. And you paid the price. And that's what the Jets have to do next year. Go beat the Bills. Number two.
I mean, they kind of have it just real quick. Like, they won that game. Like, the Jets, I know they haven't owned the Bills, but they've beaten them twice in the last 2 years. So it's more the Bills have to go
back up their
Deion words.
Dawkins was, his attitude was from the second Bills game.
Sauce Gardner getting up there. I like Sauce Gardner. Heck of a player.
Right.
But anyways, as far as the dance team goes, I'm okay with it. I'm not there to read the menu. I want to see the game. And I know they're there to have a happy time and make it easier for people. But, you know, to me, that doesn't really bother me.
There you go, Colin. You're a very mature guy. I respect that.
And that's it. What's worse, hate, love?
What's worse, hate or love?
Yeah.
It depends what we're talking about. There's certain people that deserve hate in this world.
I'm talking about just anything.
Oh, just in general?
Hate or love.
Boy, you went real deep there.
You know, what the answer is?
Love.
Indifference.
Oh.
And that's what I think we're going to hear.
Wait, what? Wait, I'm sorry. Wait.
Indifference is worse than hate or love.
Oh, yes.
So I think that's going to be the answer. And most people are going to be like,
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I think
whatever. Give or take it. I'm not here for that.
So I'm indifferent because it's, put the entertainment on in between innings. That's fine. Like, it doesn't bother me unless it's way too loud that I get deeply offended. I think that because this is a season in which a lot of Met fans are just not happy, they don't have a lot of confidence going into this season, that sometimes you tend to bitch about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything turns out to be like the biggest issue. And I don't want to live like that. I'll complain when I don't like things. Like, I've been complaining they should be going after Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah.
I may have had that conversation over the weekend.
Did Pete tell you why?
My conversation with Pete Alonso is private.
Oh, Pete doesn't like him.
And you.
What?
Did they get in a fight at a bar or something?
I mean,
they were New Yorkers at the same time.
I heard that too, T. Right.
Are you just creating stuff now?
No, the innuendo you're giving us.
Right.
I have no innuendo.
This is what I'm reading from your conversation with Pete.
My conversation with Pete is completely private. You'll never know anything about
it. Okay.
I can promise you that.
Right. Informant told me that.
Informant, my ass. There's no informant. It's a very private conversation.
He hit a camera.
Bad job by me.
He wasn't there. It is a little late, but it is a little after 5:30, and we have promised you a John Sterling home run call every day at 5:30. This is the second straight time I've been late on this, so I need to be better. It's 5:30 every day. So because we're late, I formally apologize. Now here's a random
call. It's time for John Sterling's home run call of the day.
The 1-2.
Yes.
Swung on, a long drive to right field. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Lance Berkman hits his first home run of the Yanks. Their first hit of the night. Obviously their first run. Sir Lancelot rides to the rescue. St. Louis! St. Louis. Lance Berkman homers, and the Yankees trail 2-1.
Wow.
Oh, Loogie playing the hits. That's a top tenner.
What year was that? I would guess Berkman was there in 14 or 15. Like, would be my guess. Hold on, I'll look.
That felt genuinely enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Like, that was
2010.
10.
Really? Was that much earlier?
St. Louis.
Yeah, you're right. He was out of baseball by 14. 2013 was his last year. Yeah, that's one of my favorite John Sterling home run calls. Loogie's not messing around with these random John Sterling home run calls.
The best. I was in the car, legitimately, the first home run he ever hit for the Yankees, and I almost pulled over laughing. Right.
Do you know how many home runs Lance Berkman hit as a New York Yankee?
3-7.
1.
Wow.
That's the one home
run. Wait a minute. No. That was the only time we ever heard that?
Lance Berkman played 37 games for the New York Yankees in 2010. He had 255 with one home run and 9 RBIs. That is it.
Why does that so... Maybe because I was actually in the car live. That one always sticks out to me.
Because it's great.
Yeah.
It's an all-time... That's a shame. You just got to bring him back.
Lance Berkman?
Bring him back now for the call.
I don't think he'll hit a home run, though.
All you need is someone named Lance. Right. Isn't he just playing off the name Lance? You just got to find someone named Lance. That's it.
Yeah, but you can't throw that one back.
Oh, yes, you can.
No
The guy hit one home run in 2010. Trust me, you can definitely bring that back. We'll come right back. Get back to your calls, 877-337-6666. And for the Giant fans out there, are the Giants done with Daniel Jones? We'll hear from somebody who's convinced that's the case. Evan and Tiki on this, what feels like a spring Monday. Tomorrow will certainly be busy. Tomorrow is franchise tag deadline day. So we'll get the final verdict on if the Giants are going to tag Saquon Barkley or not. Certainly something worth discussing tomorrow afternoon. But one guy I tend to trust, I think he's very good at what he does, is the great Rich Eisen, who's been the face of the NFL Network since its inception. He does a radio show now, Yankee fan, Jet fan. I like Rich. And Rich dropped something earlier today on his program that is worth listening to and investigating if you want to believe it or not. So, ladies and gentlemen, Rich Eisen, who was at the Combine, dropping some notes on some of the things he learned at the Combine around your New York football Giants.
Number 3 of my top 5 rumors I heard at the Combine is the Giants are absolutely done with Daniel Jones.
Wow.
Done.
Wow. Absolutely done.
Done. Might have to play him this year.
Whoa.
But that ain't it. And they feel that ain't it. The words I heard at the Combine multiple times, two words were buyer's remorse.
Oh, yeah.
But they have to say what they say publicly.
Wow. You want to respond to that, Teak?
I mean, it makes sense. The buyer's remorse thing, like, kind of does it for you.
Buyer's remorse.
Right. But do I still believe in Daniel Jones? Yes, if he's healthy. But again, it's hard to predict health. When a guy who's not been healthy.
That's a part of the buyer's remorse, I'm sure. Oh, and being done with him, I'm sure, has a lot to do with the health.
I mean, absolutely done? That's a definitive statement. But that's the only issue I have. Like, the definitive statement of being absolutely done.
Well, if you're because absolutely done with somebody, they're gone. Yeah.
The Denver Broncos were absolutely done with Russell Wilson, despite taking an $85 million cap hit this year. That's insane.
Yeah.
Think that they're going to just eat that.
Now, if the Giants got rid of Daniel Jones, they would have a massive cap hit as well.
Yes.
But that's why my first reaction to that is absolutely done doesn't make sense.
No.
Because Daniel Jones is likely going to have an avenue to play football this season.
Right.
Whether they draft someone in the first round, whether they draft someone in the second round, whether they sign a veteran, there is a scenario where Daniel Jones may get a chance to play. And if he plays, and he plays well, are they absolutely done with him?
And if he plays, well, let's say even borderline great, better than he did 2 years ago when they won the playoff game, you're saying, all right, we still have him under contract for 2 years.
True.
It's not like, oh, we got to move on from him now. You say, we got him under contract for 2 years. So absolutely done to me feels like, you are not going to be a part of our franchise going forward.
See,
so it's just a little aggressive wording, but he's probably, in theory, on the right path.
And that's what I was going to say. It is aggressive wording, but I think what Rich Eisen's trying to say when he uses the word absolutely done, it's flashy in headlights. I think he means Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are absolutely done hitching their future wagon to Daniel Jones.
Right.
Which I think is why they signed him to basically a deal with a 2-year out. And I do think a lot of it does come down to health.
Wouldn't you be done hitching your wagon knowing, like, oh, my God?
That's why they did that.
Of course.
It's a, you have to give
them credit. Two neck injuries in 3 years. How could you hit your wagon?
But even before the second neck injury.
Of course.
They gave themselves an out after year two.
But I still think they gave themselves an out knowing his injury history.
Of 100%. I agree with you. We're saying the same thing, basically. But, of course, when you feel like a guy can't be healthy, you're going to incentivize him to be healthy. Like, you're going to make $160 million if you're healthy. If you're not, you're going to make 80.
But what if he's healthy this year?
Well, like, that's my point. That's why
what if he has a good year
that's
this
why
year?
I can't, like, co-sign absolutely well, done.
I agree
by
with
the way,
you.
I know they like Daniel Jones. They like him personally. They like his work ethic. He grinds. Like, he's one of the hardest working dudes in that building. He just can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And eventually that does come to define you. But absolutely done just feels aggressive.
The one way he could be like, I'm trying to think this through on what absolutely done means. Let's say the Giants trade up. Let's say that opportunity comes to them. The New England Patriots decide we're signing Baker Mayfield. We're actually going to trade back. And Joe Shane's like, let's go. And he trades up right out of the formula of what the Jets did a few years ago with Sam Darnold. And they jump that same slot area of 6-3. And they draft a quarterback. And Daniel Jones plays because, well, he's healthy and you want this kid to sit and you want him to learn no matter how good he is.
Or he's just better in camp.
Or he's better in camp.
Right.
No matter what Daniel Jones does, he's done. Because like I've seen with John Kitten in the past or Drew Brees in the past.
Yeah.
If you draft Alex Smith in the past.
Yeah.
Once you draft somebody.
He's going to play.
He's going to play. So then I could see the guy being absolutely done. But I trust Rich.
I do too.
I trust him.
I just think he was a little aggressive with the wording.
The wording was aggressive. What should have he said? They're likely done? Doesn't make the same.
They're heavily interested in moving
on. The Giants are having buyer's remorse, and you can leave it open to interpretation.
Yeah.
The Giants are having buyer's remorse with Daniel Jones, and they're actively looking for a potential replacement.
I give Joe Shane a lot of credit. A week ago, we were listening to what he said at the combine, and I took it as, man, he loves Daniel Jones. So if this is a rope-a-dope, he fooled me, which means I'm a sucker. Sometimes I can be fooled.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.